roaming Arlington High School sniffing for drugs.
And Cal Thomas will be joining us to talk about why Britain ignored the existence of those known jihadis. It is now 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. ISIS is claiming responsibility for the attacks today on Iran's parliament and the shrine of Ayatollah Khomeini. At least one person's been killed and several others wounded. Iranian state TV says one of the attackers taking part in the parliament assault blew himself up. Police have surrounded Iran's parliament building where a legislative session was underway at the time. The Director of National Intelligence, Dan Coats, and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein come before the Senate Intelligence Committee today for questioning on whether the president tried to interfere with the Russia investigation.
Democrats want them on the record, want to try and pin them down on anything they may have heard. And when it comes to Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, there's similar questions for him. What was his role in the Comey firing? What was the influence of the president in his decision to write that three-page memo that many White House officials point to as the rationale for that firing?
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. The family of a young NSA contractor who's accused of leaking a classified document is now speaking out in her defense.
I don't care what they accused her of doing.
Gary Davis speaking out in defense of his stepdaughter, accused NSA document leaker Reality Winner. Winner now facing charges after authorities say she removed classified material from a government building and mailed it to online news outlet The Intercept. Winner's mother, Billy Winner, expressing concern that her daughter will face unduly harsh punishment because of the current political climate regarding leaks.
She's not going to be treated fairly. She's going to be made an example of, and that's my biggest fear.
I'm Reed Binion.
Primary day is still a year away in Maryland, but the race for Montgomery County Executive is off and running today as County Council President Roger Berliner dives in.
Three county council members, all Democrats, are now in. Mark Elrich, George Leventhal, and Roger Berliner.
There seem to be a couple different lanes in this race.
Elrich can claim the progressive crown, says AU political scientist David Lublin, but Berliner's argument could be,
I'm better at working with people. That's why I've become chairman of the council, and he is not.
Robin Ficker remains the sole Republican candidate. Lublin sees space for more.
I think there's room for a candidate who promises to shake up county government a bit.
He brings up Total Wine & More owner David Trone, who had an unsuccessful run for Congress last year. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Yes, that flash in the sky you saw late last night likely was a meteor in the atmosphere. Witnesses from the Eastern Shore to Loudoun County reported that brilliant light in the sky around 10 o'clock. One witness described it as bright orange with streaks of gold and green when it broke apart. There's a push underway in the Trump administration to turn more people into homeowners.
Home ownership is really the main foundation of wealth creation for families in this nation. And many people have stopped recognizing that.
Housing and Urban Development Secretary Dr. Ben Carson telling the Larry O'Connor Show there's a focus on helping millennials move away from renting.
Millennials have not become homeowners at the same rate as some of the generations before them. I think some of that may have to do with student debt and just putting things off.
June is National Home Ownership Month. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 21,136, the NASDAQ at 62.75. Sports, the Nationals win again, beating the Dodgers in L.A. The Orioles get a 10-inning win over Pittsburgh. WNBA, the Mystics' winning streak reaches 5 with a victory in Dallas. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wherever you work.
I am an IT technician.
I am an accounting manager.
Whatever you do.
I work as a photographer.
Whenever you listen.
En route to work or to the gym.
Stay up to date with the WMAL app. Available now wherever you download apps.
I can't stand wimps.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
I'm not talking about people. I mean wimpy air conditioning. The airflow's weak, just isn't cold. Then there's strange smells and odd noises. Don't get me started. Why let it limp through another triple-digit summer when my stand-up guys can come whip it into shape for you? See, I'm talking hat blowing, sweat evaporating, frostbite on your nose kind of cool. And the best part is, a Snell Deluxe AC 2 tune-up is only $79. Our repair work's guaranteed, and all parts and equipment have ironclad warranties. No wimps in my operation. Now let's bring some cool. And by the way, if Snell tunes up your air conditioner and it breaks down anytime this summer, we'll come back out for free, putting the AC into DC. Yeah, because when it comes to cranking up the cool, my stand-up guys always put it over the top.
Call 703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And traffic update now sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Help Line. Ashburn, Virginia, Loudoun County Parkway, just north of Ryan Road at Moorview Parkway. That's where crews are now on the scene of the crash, directing you through there. On Pleasant Valley Road, south of Braddock Road, had a fender bender. Unfortunately, a little bit more than that, it hit a utility pole and now low-hanging wires that crews need to deal with, and they're closing that stretch of Pleasant Valley south of Braddock Road to factor that in. For 66, as you push through Manassas Centerville, it's the morning commute getting a bit heavier. Same story out of Stafford and Aquia, Dale City to Woodbridge on that northbound 95 trip. 270 northbound, the road work at Route 80 Urbana, I'm getting the all clear, but boy, that caused some southbound onlooking slowdowns as you head past Urbana now down toward Hyattstown. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mostly cloudy doesn't mean zero sunshine, but I don't think much as we move through today, and might even be a sprinkle of rain around. A rain shower is possible, mainly early and cooler, 70 degrees. I'm Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 52 in Haymarket, 60 in Kensington, 63 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. North Korea trolls President Trump for withdrawing from the Paris Accord. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on the 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
Good morning to you. It is 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Wednesday morning. Joining us later this hour will be Cal Thomas, author, syndicated columnist. You hear him here on WMAL. Well, he's going to talk to us about why the Brits ignored the obvious jihadis in their midst until after the terror attack. At 7:05, Kevin Daly, legal affairs reporter for the Daily Caller, will be here with us to give us a preview on the Comey hearings tomorrow, much anticipated. And at 8:05, Corey Stewart, a gubernatorial candidate for Republicans in Virginia, with an upcoming primary glimpse on Mary Walter sitting alongside Vince Colonnese.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're not over yet, at least for one Arlington, for Arlington County schools, because Arlington high schools are now going to be receiving what we thought, Mary, yesterday was, I think, kind of a tepid interaction. Dogs, drug sniffing dogs, are going to begin sniffing out lockers after school hours, after school, after everybody's gone. Here's Arlington Superintendent Patrick Murphy discussing their intention to bring the dogs in.
So the steps that we took were to inform folks that we were going to be partnering with the Arlington County Police Department and that we were going to be bringing canines into the school after school hours.
Right. And so what we did was we reached out to one of the parents, her last name's Hisnay. I don't have her first name.
Juliet.
Juliet, thank you. Juliet Hisnay. We spoke with her yesterday. Here's some of what she had to say, first off, in a different forum, just about this. She's a lawyer, and she's against this. She's one of the parents in the Arlington County school system, and she's against this. Let's listen to this.
As an attorney, I can't help thinking our children do have constitutional rights. They have both the right against self-incrimination, and they have the right against unreasonable searches and seizures.
And then, and as well, she thought that the children were being treated like suspects. Let's hear that.
When we do this, all our children are treated as criminal suspects across the entire secondary school system that we have in this county. I object to that.
So we asked her a little bit yesterday about her objections because we wanted more details. Like, how could you be opposed to this if, you know, they're bringing in dogs after hours to sniff lockers in a public school? who could possibly be opposed to that? Well, don't you care about whether or not there are drugs in your children's school? Here's some of her answer yesterday.
I think it's the least effective way because the likelihood is that they're not going to find much of anything. And if they do find things and the dogs do alert, which I understand there's a lot of false positives, by the way, relating to these dogs, then you have a situation where there's going to be an expense associated with testing. And then you have the question of whether or not that actually belonged to the student. I'm getting feedback from parents that kids are using other people's lockers. You know, people, more than one person may have access to lockers. I'm not sure that this is effective in any way that you can come up with, to tell you the truth.
Ms. Hisney, of course, bringing up the costs and all of the various reasons why there are downsides here. But for me yesterday, as much as I kind of resist government interaction, expanded government interaction in most things, I look at this and I thought, what's the big deal? What's the big deal of having the police bring in the dogs after school hours into a public building to sniff some lockers to assess whether drugs are present in the school? 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL. What do you think? Should Arlington County High Schools allow the dogs to swing on by after hours, after everybody's gone? My sense, Mary, is this is a gentle way to enter into drug enforcement in a high school.
Unleash the dogs.
And I brought up with Ms. Hisney yesterday, look, I realize I'm old as dirt, but when we were in school, they did it during the day because they wanted you sitting in class and they wanted you to hear the opening and closing of the lockers so that you knew what they were doing. And when, you know, the student activists, there's always one or two, complained that this is unfair. The exact argument she used, search and seizure,
right.
They were told, you don't own the locker. That locker is owned by the taxpayers. And the taxpayers allow you to use that locker. That is their locker, not yours.
Yeah.
And the taxpayers are okay with it.
I seem to remember resenting how few rights I had when I was a child in school.
Yes, and I was told yesterday, well, things have changed. Students now have rights.
Well, as expected, the lines are filling up quicker than anything you can imagine. So let's get right to them. We have Greg and Alexandria leading us off this morning on Mornings on the Mall. Greg, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Can you guys explain what she meant by self-incrimination?
Absolutely not.
Said that. Yeah, that's absurd. And the other thing is, you know, if I had children in high schools, I would want to know it's a drug-free zone, literally, other than Ritalin maybe. But, yeah, you know, if my child is honest and law-abiding and not doing drugs, I don't want my child around an environment where there are drugs potentially. So, yeah, and if they don't find anything, hey, no harm, no foul.
Yeah, right? And this is, I can see where, like, the beginning of the instinct of opposition is here. I mean, you don't want your kid having to attend school in a police state where they're passing through a metal detector every day, they're getting pat downs, they're, like, constantly being checked every 5 minutes or whatever. But to think that bringing dogs in after school is the beginning of that, it does boggle the mind a little bit, in my opinion. Let's run now to Stephen in Winchester. Good morning, Stephen. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
How y'all doing this morning?
Good.
So, I don't see how it's a big deal as of right now. Like you said, Vince, I mean, if that's the beginning of a whole entire new process, then, yeah, it's not that great. But the students should have nothing to worry about if they're law-abiding, and if they're not, then that's their fault. But with that lady saying earlier about, oh, well, students share lockers and false positives, that just sounds like a bunch of excuses to me. Because if you don't want a dog to hit on your locker, then don't share with a friend, you know?
Yeah, or maybe just don't bring drugs to school. That could be the way to around this. Thank you very much for that call.
And you're judged by the company you keep. If your friend happens to be a drug dealer who's keeping drugs in your locker, well, that's a very powerful lesson to learn, is it not?
How many parents tell their kids you are who you're defined by who your friends are?
Exactly.
Absolutely. And that's the kind of person you grow up to be. Let's now go to Russ in Centerville. Russ in Centerville here this
morning.
Line
5.
That's all right. Hey, Russ.
Hey, good morning. So did you guys play the song, Who Let the Dogs Out?
The Arlington police are going to be the ones who are going to let the dogs out. Well, we have the answer to that question, but the parents are kind of upset about it. Some.
Yeah, but this thing is so dumb. I swear, I think there's like four or five schools in Arlington, and my comment to the caller screener was, yeah, let them sniff around, and then they're going to go out and get a warrant to open the locker, and what else? I mean, and then the dog's got to make a living too, so we got to pay this guy $15 an hour to go through and sniff through all the lockers.
Right.
It's just so, as Tucker Carlson would say, it's just so dumb.
Good point. I agree with you and Tucker that you're channeling. I appreciate that. But the dogs should wear body cams, and we should figure out whether or not they had racial animus in their decision-making.
Do they need a search warrant, though? If it's public property, I don't know if they need a search warrant.
Well, as long as the dog gets a strike, that's good enough.
Yeah, I don't believe they need a search warrant. It's public property, right?
Chip in Fairfax, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. We're talking about dogs in Arlington high schools. What do you think?
I'm all for it. If it's going to help with safeguard the children there and ward off the drug trafficking use, go for it. When I was a teenager in high school, we had them come in during school hours.
Yes.
And we had no problem with it. It was a smaller county, but it helped us to better interact and understand what the role of law enforcement is and to connect with our local law enforcement.
Right.
It sounds like this lady needs to be taking a pro-law enforcement stance and be against possible criminal activity and actually want to safeguard the children.
All right. Thanks, Chip. If you're an Arlington parent, give us a call, 888-630-9625, 888-630-WMAL.
6:15 WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia, north on Interstate 95 through Aquia, Woodbridge to Lorton slow, and that Lorton problem was an incident along the left side. And Woodbridge on Route 1 near Neabsco Road, that's where crews are responding to a crash that puts it before Dale Boulevard on Route 1. Let's go Maryland on 210, the volume with us. Nothing reported, but that stop and go takes you up heavy, slow and steady to get you past Livingston Road, Palmer Road, up toward the Capitol Beltway. We're still good at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. I'm not seeing any backups just yet. Same story at the American Legion Bridge. So good time to get going. A reminder for everyone, if you head through the Camp Springs area near Joint Base Andrews, Allentown Road, still just a single lane gets by each direction between Branch Avenue and Off Road. Those are repairs from an earlier water main break. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today, we'll start the day with some showers, then cloudy in the afternoon with a high around 70. The chance of rain today, about 40%. Tonight, partly cloudy skies, low 56. Tomorrow, partly cloudy still, high near 75. Friday, we'll have some sun mixed with clouds with highs in the low 80s. Currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 617 on WMAL.
Achoo! It's the worst allergy season in years. Pollen and other allergens burrow deep into your area and Oriental rugs. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid. Right now, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. To learn more, go to joehadid.com.
Who let the dogs out?
All right, Arlington County high schools are going to get some drug-sniffing dogs that are going to pop in after school. And at least one parent is kind of upset about that. Let's hear what she had to say yesterday.
When we do this, all our children are treated as criminal suspects across the entire secondary school system that we have in this county. I object to that.
That's Juliet Hisnay. She spoke to us yesterday morning as well. She objects to this of bringing dogs in to sniff out the lockers after school again, after all the students are gone, everybody's out of the way. Dog just walks around and sniffs away at the locker and figures out whether or not there are any drugs inside.
Yeah, Tim sent us a note and says, I love that they're running the dogs through the schools with the students in class. Tell parents to get over it. Parents are the problem, not kids.
Often happens. That's true. Let's go now to Chris in Crofton this morning. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Love your show.
Thank you.
This is a completely bogus argument. I can tell you where I live in Anne Arundel County, there is a rampant opium abuse problem with heroin and so forth. And these dogs are walking through public space on the outside of the locker. It's minimally invasive. And at what point in time, the argument about, well, they don't always use their own lockers, they share lockers. At what point in time do we start teaching personal responsibility that they're going to need so desperately later on in life? I mean, at what point in time do we do that? I mean, maybe it'll be better if we offer nap pods or devil sticks or action sticks for them to mitigate any stress they may undergo. But maybe they can drop the temperature in their school when they do it so the snowflakes won't melt.
That's right.
Okay, you know? So, Chris. But it's a completely bogus argument by some, you know, helicopter parent that is overly concerned unreasonable manner. So,
Chris,
a lot of other people before me.
Chris is so on fire this morning that every snowflake melted. Thank you.
You know, I want to play devil's advocate here, because Juliet had said yesterday, what's different now is that if these kids are popped for drugs, that the penalties are so much harsher that it could haunt them for the rest of their lives, even into their adult lives. And they're kids, and they don't understand that they could lose their right to ever, you know, have a firearm. There are other consequences,
downstream consequences
that are so much harsher than they were back in the day.
But the onus on that is on the child and the parent, not on the law enforcement officer for enforcing the law, for sure. Steve in Stafford, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Glad to be able to call in, like your show.
Thank you.
You know, I've worked in government buildings my whole career, government owned and government provided a desk. And when they provide me with my desk, I'm also told I have no expectation of privacy. It's government property that can be searched. The other issue is, would this person have the same objection if we were running explosive detected canines through the school to prevent disasters?
Well, you know, even terrorists deserve civil liberties. Come on now, Steve. Why would you challenge that?
Yeah, who would know, right? All right. Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you so much. Steve makes a fantastic point. How many of us, when we take a job, it is in our contract or we have to sign some kind of a waiver that when we are on the business's property, that they have the right to search our belongings?
Well, let's go to Mike in Harper's Ferry this morning. Mike, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall.
Good morning. Congratulations on the show, guys.
Thank you. So what do you think about dogs in Arlington schools?
I think it's crazy. Why I keep hearing about gang violence and everything. Why aren't those dogs out on the street? Why can't the principal just go through the school and open up lockers? Sounds like an incredible waste of money just to make people feel better. I don't know. It just seems like a real, real waste of valuable resources that could be allocated to better. I don't know. How are the schools getting, or how are the drugs getting into the schools? I mean, shouldn't the dogs be tracking down those guys?
But in fairness, Mike, I hear an argument like that, and you may be making it in earnest, that you think it's a resource allocation issue. But when I hear that, I think that's just a pretext. You just don't want the kids to be hassled by the dogs. No?
That's very true. you got me there.
Okay, good. That went really well. Thank you,
Thank
Mike.
You. It's 6:22 on WMAL.
Clients in Chicago, but you're based in LA. With GoToMeeting, you can meet like you're there even when you're miles apart. GoToMeeting's one-click access, HD live webcam, and screen sharing capabilities will help you meet with success no matter where you are. Start free at GoToMeeting.com.
When Tyson Foods was indicted for human smuggling, who's the first guy they called? Ed Gillespie. The Washington Post reports Gillespie was paid $1.1 million to make excuses for trafficking illegal aliens and lobby for amnesty. Then Gillespie lied to cover it up. Corey Stewart's always been on our side. Stewart stood up to the left, the media, and establishment Republicans, cracked down on illegal aliens and sadistic gangs like MS-13, and won 5 times in a blue county. As governor, Stewart will ban and sanctuary cities and support President Trump, not defend human smugglers.
This is Corey Stewart, and I approve this ad because Virginia Republicans need a strong conservative who will stand up and fight back. That's how I won 5 times the lead of Blue County. That's how I'll beat the Democrats in November.
Tough, strong, unafraid. Corey Stewart for governor. The courage to fight, the experience to win. Paid for by Stewart for Governor.
I'm Michael Avery. As an infantry officer in the United States Marine Corps, there was nothing more important than taking care of my Marines and accomplishing the mission. Now, at Semper Fi Lawyer, I'm as committed to you and your case as I was to my Marines. Contact me at SemperFiLawyer.com when you need representation. And rest assured, you're not just hiring a lawyer, you're employing a higher standard. Call 703-462-5050 today. That's 703-462-5050, or go to SemperFiLawyer.com.
He's a watchdog on Wall Street and a champion for investors. Listen to Ron Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, I'm Rick Edelman, host of The Rick Edelman Show right here every weekend. I want you to ask yourself, where will you be 4 years from now? Well, 4 years from now, you'll be 4 years closer to retirement. Will it be everything you want it to be? Come to my seminar, Preparing for Retirement, and learn how to get the most from your IRAs and retirement accounts. Learn how to maximize your Social Security benefits and design your estate plan. Master these to enjoy a comfortable and financially successful retirement. The seminar comes to Fairfax and Leesburg on Tuesday, June 13th, Bethesda and Alexandria on Wednesday, June 14th, all at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricestellman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
625 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning.
And good morning it is. Update sponsored by Sun and Ski. Around the Capitol Beltway, we get off to a good start. No incidents, Maryland or Virginia. In Virginia, though, they are dealing with an incident that brought down some low-hanging wires that crews are dealing with. This is on Pleasant Valley Road, just south of Braddock Road. They shut that down in each direction to take care of those wires. We have power issues in Northeast D.C. Now, DDOT crews and tell me that Pepco is on the scene trying to restore the power, but they think until about 8 o'clock you're in a situation here over near Gallaudet, near the Arboretum area. If you see any intersections that are dark, please treat as a four-way stop. D.C., 295 coming south. You're starting to see those delays form right as you come out of Chevrolet. That takes you down past Benning Road and East Capitol Street. And out of Annapolis and Bowie this morning, we're off to a flying start heading up through to the Beltway. Now, the more patio you buy at Sun and Ski, the more you save. $50 for every $200 you spend. Shop more, save more during the Sun and Ski patio sale in Chantilly, Falls Church, and Gaithersburg. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not a terrible hump day. A lot of clouds around. Temperatures are going to cool off a bit now. A shower or a sprinkle of rain. Certainly no significant rainfall. And clouds should win this one. 70 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 627 on WMAL.
Packed phone lines now. Arlington County School's going to have the dogs sniff the lockers. Do you agree with that? Tim in Reston, good morning. You're up next. Sorry, Tim. We're sprinting through the phone calls. Here you go. Hey, Tim, welcome.
Good morning. I just think that if we want to save taxpayers' money, we should use the tried and true method of posting drug-free zone signs.
yes.
Proven to work.
They never fail.
Incriminated one.
I love that. Tim's got the bulletproof solution. Just post a couple signs.
I love it. Well, yes, because they'll follow the law. I think that that's a wonderful way to do it. Tim, you're a genius.
Thanks to all of you who buzzed in. Sorry we couldn't get to everybody, but you know what? This is a hot topic, and I'm sure it's going to come up again.
It is 627 on WMAL.
It was just one phone call, one seven-figure decision that changed my life forever. Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci, founder of NV Real Estate Academy, and in 2004, I attended my very first real estate seminar where I saw the incredible opportunities that existed in real estate investing, only to be disappointed with the lack of tools, education, mentorship, and the community that I felt I needed to be successful flipping houses. But I fought hard through that broken system and built a multi-million dollar real estate business. So if you're ready to set your world on fire and start flipping houses, I'm ready to be there every step of the way. Just make that one phone call, your one seven-figure decision, and I'll give you my Fortunes and Flipping kit free, and you will learn how to get in, get out, and get paid flipping houses.
Call 1-800-215-8695 to get your free flipping kit. Call 800-215-8695 now, and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop, plus a free $20 Visa gift card, an e-writer tablet, and USB drive preloaded with Nick's powerful information just for attending the free training workshop. Call 800-215-8695. That's 800-215-8695, so call now.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
And coming up on WMAL, Cal Thomas, author, syndicated columnist, and you hear him right here on WMAL. He will be joining us. We're going to talk to him about why Britain didn't do anything about known jihadists in their midst until it was too late. It's 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. ISIS is claiming responsibility for an attack today on the Iranian parliament. Iranian state TV says one of the attackers blew himself up. Four attackers in all launched the assault on parliament. At least eight people were injured. Police surrounded the building where a legislative session was underway. Police in London say they have found a body in the Thames River during their search for a French man who would be the eighth London Bridge victim. Members of President Trump's national security team will appear before a Senate panel today to discuss gathering intelligence on foreign agents, but they'll also likely be asked about Russia's election meddling and whether the president tried to influence ongoing investigations. A Fairfax County firefighter was injured early this morning while helping contain a fire in a townhouse in Reston. That firefighter reportedly fell through the floor of the burning home. His injuries not life-threatening, authorities say, and everyone else got out of the house safely. Maryland State Police have determined that the young woman who caused a terrible crash on Route 50 near Annapolis last month was completely sober at the time. 22-year-old Laura Murphy of Salisbury was driving the wrong way on Route 50. The resulting crash killed her and a 66-year-old man. Murphy's 14-month-old son survived but was seriously injured. State police are still trying to determine exactly how the accident happened. Maryland's attorney general is joining attorneys general from six other states to challenge the EPA's recent decision not to label a common pesticide as unsafe for humans in any quantity. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,136, the Nasdaq at 62.75. Sports, Max Scherzer strikes out 14 as the Nats beat the Dodgers. The Orioles beat the Pirates. Cincinnati Reds second baseman Scott Jeanette ties a major league record with four consecutive home runs.
Usually when I hit a home run, I consider myself lucky, but it's hard to get lucky four times in a row. So I think I might be onto something here.
WNBA, the Mystics win their fifth straight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Nobody likes going to the dentist, but some people, and maybe you're one of them, experience real fear. Hi, I'm Dr. Aprilia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health, and I understand that dental anxiety and even fear is pretty common. But here's the thing. Dental problems only get worse the longer you delay. So how do you get past anxiety and fear and get to the smile you've always dreamed of? Sleep dentistry. Here at Cascades, we have a board-certified anesthesiologist that can keep you completely comfortable or help you sleep through your entire procedure. That's right. Walk into Cascades with years worth of dental problems and wake up with a brand new smile. At Cascades, there's no fear and no lectures. Over the last 15 years, I've helped thousands of your friends and neighbors smile. One doctor, one office. At 46302 McClellan Way in the Cascades Marketplace. Learn more about sedation dentistry, find out about modern dental implants, and our 10-year guarantee at CascadesDental.com or call 866-25-SLEEP.
Are high real estate commissions stopping you from selling your home? Intelligent sellers are avoiding high real estate commissions and going with a smarter approach. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $7 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Ed Gillespie is the conservative who can win in November.
Gillespie's running for governor to cut Virginia income tax rates for the first time in 45 years. It's a bold plan to put money back in the pockets of Virginia families while creating over 53,000 private sector jobs. Ed Gillespie helped write the Contract with America and started three successful businesses. He knows what it takes to put our economy back on top.
This is Ed Gillespie. Virginia should be first in the nation when it comes to economic growth and job creation. My policies will help get us there. Across-the-board tax cuts will help working families and help small businesses hire new workers. I'm Ed Gillespie, and I respectfully ask for your vote on June 13 so I can get to work creating good-paying jobs.
On June 13th, vote for Ed Gillespie, the conservative who can win. A governor for all Virginians, paid for by Ed Gillespie for governor.
If you want more from a home improvement company, call Roofing and More. This is Chris Plant. For more than two decades, Roofing and More has been Northern Virginia's choice for quality roofing, siding, windows, and doors. For fair and honest pricing and a commitment to deliver an experience you can recommend to your neighbor, call Roofing and More at 703-467-0206 for your no-obligation estimate. Visit their website at roofingandmoreinc.com. When you expect more, you get more. Roofing and More.
Step up to higher rates with a John Marshall Bank 2, 3, and 4-year step-up CD. To learn more, go to johnmarshallbank.com. That's johnmarshallbank.com. Member FDIC.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, top side of the Maryland Beltway without any issues. It's just the volume, 95 and around to George Avenue. At least we're off to a normal start there. A little bit of volume starts to build at the Wilson Bridge and still wide open at the American Legion Bridge. Reminder for all in the Camp Springs area, if you use Allentown Road between Branch Avenue and Off Road, it's down to a single lane in each direction, again, due to the repairs from the earlier water main break. Virginia, 66, Manassas, Centerville, Fair Oaks. Here we go, trying to get up toward the Capitol Beltway with the volume. On Pleasant Valley Road, south of Braddock Road, had an accident that caused some low-hanging wires. So watch for police direction and the detour there at the stretch. 395 in Landmark heavy, and then you're still good across 14th Street Bridge. Like to see that. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A gray sky sticking with us now. We'll keep the gray sky here today and cool off a little bit, then start a warm-up, and quite a warm-up it will be. Sprinkle of rain, maybe a shower early, then mostly cloudy today, 70. Tonight, a few clouds, 56. Suburbs a little cooler. A few clouds tomorrow, 75. We'll break 80 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 60 in Burke, 57 in Damascus, 63 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by John Marshall Bank. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. AM 630.
WMAL. Good morning, 637 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 on Mornings on the Mall, Kevin Daly. He's the legal affairs reporter for the Daily Caller News Foundation, and he's going to join us to talk about James Comey's hearing on Thursday. What should we expect at the Super Bowl of political conversation this week? 8:05, we've got Corey Stewart, of course, the Republican gubernatorial candidate in Virginia. He's going to talk about this June 13th primary coming up. Can he win it? Can he turn things around? We're going to ask him. He'll be here to discuss. Vince Colonnaise, Mary Walter, this is Mornings on the Mall. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, and joining us right now, you know him, you hear him here all the time on WMAL. Cal Thomas is with us, author, syndicated columnist, juggler, he does it all. Cal, good morning.
Hey, Mary, I was just juggling this morning. How nice of you to notice.
Three cups of coffee without spilling a drop at all.
That's right.
Cal, wanted to talk to you about what's going on with these terror attacks in London. We're finding out now that at least two of the men were known to British intelligence and law enforcement. We know that one of the suspects, the third one, had been stopped and questioned in Italy, hadn't been charged with any crime, but Italian officials said that they shared their suspicions about him with British authorities. There's video of one of them with an ISIS flag. And what happened? How did the British authorities allow these guys to just walk around?
Well, it's political correctness on steroids, Mary. I mean, they telegraphed what they were going to do. I mean, they telegraphed it more effectively than if they'd sent an actual telegraph to the authorities in Britain. Do we still have telegraphs? I don't know. but this is a problem that is not only extant in the UK, but in the U.S. too. You know, if it walks like a terrorist and talks like a terrorist and behaves like a terrorist, then it's a terrorist. I think the most incredible line I heard, I'm quoting it in my column tomorrow, came from Mark Rowley, who is the Assistant Commissioner for Special Operations of the Metropolitan Police Service in London. He rejected any blame for missing this. He said, quote, "In the work looking backwards that we have done so far, I've not seen anything that shows a poor decision has been made." Well, I'm suggesting you go see his eye doctor for a checkup. What are you talking about? They practically said, "We're going to kill people," and you did nothing.
You know, one of the terrorists, Cal, of course, as you mentioned, starred in a terrorist documentary, and yet nothing happened. I want to know, what does Theresa May mean when she says that the country needs to have embarrassing conversations related to fighting terrorism? Because if she was referring to what we're talking about, it would mean being a lot more honest about the terror threat than allowing political correctness to stifle that conversation.
Well, you're absolutely right. I mean, this is like one of those loops in television where the pictures are shown, the same picture over and over again. We see the same thing. The terrorists attack. People show up with flowers and signs saying love conquers hate. Apparently the terrorists haven't gotten that message. And then we have thoughts and prayers from leaders, more thoughts in this increasingly secular UK than prayers, but nevertheless. And then we have statements from the political leadership. We need to take a tougher approach, but we shouldn't discriminate. Well, look, these terrorists are slipping in among other legitimate immigrants and refugees. They're using our Constitution. They're using our way of life against us. They're using the notion of pluralism and tolerance and religious freedom, none of which they believe in. Now, if this continues, and apparently it is, we're going to see more of these things, not only in Europe, but increasingly here, as the Director of National Intelligence has warned us.
Cal, you know, that moves on to my next question, which is, you know, we look at what's happening in Europe, and a lot of terror experts point to it as this is a warning sign of what the United States could face in a decade, or maybe even sooner, if we sort of allow these progressive ideals of tolerance and just totally disparate multiculturalism, lack of assimilation, to take hold in the United States. Does that concern you?
It concerns me greatly. I mean, years ago, you had a guy who was a member of Parliament called Enoch Powell. I think it was 1963. He made a speech on the floor of the British Parliament. It came to be known as Rivers of Blood. Now, he was denounced as a racist and a bigot and all those other code words that they use to silence people who have a strong message. But his message was that we cannot let waves of immigrants into our country without assimilating them, without teaching them British values, without them embracing British values and our way of life. And he was absolutely right in 1963. But look, if you've got a cup of coffee there and you pour water into that cup of coffee and you keep pouring water into the coffee, pretty soon the coffee will be replaced by the water. And that's the major concern, I think, not only in Europe, but increasingly here in the U.S. This is why President Trump wants to do the extreme vetting. A lot of these countries where these immigrants are coming from, they don't have records, they don't have birth certificates, they don't have other information. And all the president wants to do is say, well, let's have a 90-day hold so we can properly vet these people and find out what their intentions are. That's not bigotry. That's self-preservation.
Are we ready to have this uncomfortable conversation?
Well, we better be, or somebody's got to ask the question, how many more dead hath there to be before we take the steps that are necessary? I mean, I'm saying in my column tomorrow, is it going to take the death of a high-profile politician's loved one to spur governments to take the necessary steps to fight this war? This is a war. They're not going to be mollified, these terrorists. They're not going to come here and say, oh, look at this. There's a synagogue, and there's a church, and there's a mosque all in the same block. Isn't this a wonderful country? No, they see that as an opportunity to kill people. We're infidels. They have a religious mandate, they think, to kill us. A secular infidel diplomat is not going to be able to sit across the table for them and to negotiate in a way that's going to make them lay down their arms or stop their intended goals. That's just a fact. You got to believe them what they say. You got to believe them for what they do. And politicians who are blind to this are putting their countries in jeopardy.
You know, I'm quoting somebody here. let's see if you can guess who the quote, who I'm quoting. If there's even one thing we can do, if there's just one life we can save, we've got an obligation to try.
Yeah, well,
that's President Obama in reference to gun violence. Yet here we deal with terrorism, and we barely try the things that we should be.
Well, here's the thing, Vince. The Trump administration is working off a list of dangerous people in dangerous countries that was compiled by the Obama administration. This isn't something that the Trump administration has come up with. They've only been in office a few months. They're using the Obama list, and yet they're being criticized. If you politicize this, you guarantee that more people are going to be killed.
Cal, thank you so much for joining us. It woke us up this morning. We really appreciate it. We look forward to speaking with you again.
Shot out of a cannon.
Have a great day. 644 on WMAL.
If you've chosen a new health plan, don't wait until you're sick to find a doctor. Inova has primary care doctors that offer same-day appointments and quality care for the whole family. Book an appointment at inova.org/getwell. Inova, join the future of health.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and I've seen people's daily lives interrupted by chronic mouth pain, missing teeth, and slipping dentures. The good news? I can help. Dental implants are a permanent solution that I offer in a single pain-free visit using nationally recognized state-of-the-art technology. Your new smile will look and feel completely natural. Why consider dental implants? Because losing one or more of your teeth creates a gap in your smile, as well as causing the appearance of premature aging. The dental implant treatments I use are designed in a lab by highly skilled artisans with the latest materials and technology. So smile big, eat what you want. With over 3 decades of experience, advanced training, and certification in the very latest techniques, I can provide a brand new, beautiful smile in a single pain-free visit. Call 703-503-9490, online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
It's 6:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, starting to try to get back to normal in Northeast D.C. Had a power outage. DDOT, Cruz, Pepco say power has been restored over in the area, the Arboretum, east of Gallaudet, in those stretches. However, when the power is restored, the traffic signals, they go into flash mode. Some automatically restore and some have to be reset manually. So if you get to any of those intersections with the flashing signals, again, treat as a four-way stop. Here we go. Around the region 66, the volume, nothing reported as you head through Manassas, Fair Oaks, and again at the Beltway. Same story with 95 out of Stafford and LaQuaya. Had the minor incident northbound 95 in Lorton, but that's still our focal point of delays coming out of Dale City. On 210 northbound, it's been incident-free. Signals seem to be working properly, passing Old Fort Road North, Palmer Road, Livingston Road, but stop and go through those stretches toward the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Plenty of dry weather now, just a sprinkle of rain shower early today, and then we'll cool off a bit, at least briefly, one day, today, then start a warm-up. 70 this afternoon and mainly cloudy. We'll start to break up the cloud party tonight, 56 outside the Beltway cooler. A few clouds, 75 tomorrow. Friday, clouds and sunshine, low 80s. 90s are coming back over the weekend. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, we are still at 62 degrees at 6:47 on WMAL.
Do you need to reduce your budget? Get free coffee for your office and save hundreds of dollars just for ordering office products from VFOP. Call VFOP today at 703-569-9500 or visit them online at VFOP.com for more details.
6:47, Mary Walter, sitting here with Vince Colonese. And you've probably seen this, but there is a TV reporter in Philadelphia. Now, this young lady, 28 years old, her name is Colleen Campbell. She was at the Helium Comedy Club on Saturday night, and they threw her out because she was allegedly disruptive inside. So there's one thing with heckling the comedian, and then there's another with being so disruptive that they say, I'm sorry, you're
tipsy,
out.
Get a little crazy.
So she's outside the club, and they were just going to let her go. And the cop was there, and they were just like, go, off with you, walk away, you know, go off. And she couldn't. She couldn't bring herself to just shut it and walk away.
Have you seen people like this before?
I guess maybe back in the day you'd have a friend, but yeah. We always would just get around, and I guess it didn't look like any of her friends came outside with her. There was one guy with her who was, but I couldn't tell if he was the bouncer
or what. They've got some sassiness in Philly. And that definitely happens.
Philadelphia is what their stadium actually has a court in it.
Yeah.
Because their fans are so disruptive and so rowdy, they're constantly being arrested during games, and they just bring them downstairs and process them.
Throw them in the brig.
So it's in the DNA. So there's not much we can play for you with this profanity-laced tirade, but our wonderful, wonderful producer here, Victoria, managed to get some of it so you can hear it.
You're all a piece of That's why everybody hates you. That's why society hates you. Did you guys do like this for no reason? You're arresting a girl for no reason, because I was just seeing the audience.
I want to get involved, man. But thank
you. Oh, you got to...
I work at a news station.
Oh, boy.
I work at PHL 17.
Oh, boy.
So she threw down the, I work at a news station.
She whipped out the press card.
Where she works. Well, she doesn't work there anymore. So if anybody needs a reporter with a colorful vocabulary, she is available.
And she sounds charming.
She does. Doesn't she? She's probably, hey, guys, she maybe, if you're lucky, she's single.
Wouldn't you be proud to take her home to your parents?
God. And here's the thing. She was so drunk. She was just so drunk. But she didn't know that someone was videotaping it, because several times during this went on for minutes. This went on for like 4 minutes. The video goes on and on. She several times said to the cop, because they put her in cuffs because she spit at somebody, which is assault.
Right.
You don't have video. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, oh no, they do, because I'm watching it right now. There was someone videoing the whole thing.
For sure. Bad move, reporter.
Yeah, you might want to be careful the next time you go off on someone, because there's usually someone taping it. It is now 6:50 on WMAL.
The Bigger, Better Nations Gun Show returns to the Dulles Expo Center in Chantilly, Virginia this weekend. 1,300 tables, more new exhibitors, over 2 miles of guns, knives, ammo, accessories, and more. It's your one-stop gun shop with everything you need for the shooting sports and self-defense, all at discount gun show prices. Virginia and Utah concealed carry classes taught all 3 days. Join or renew your NRA membership at this show and get in free. The NRA, National Firearms Museum, presents the amazing Christopher Spencer, an incredibly talented Civil War era firearms designer. Spencer invented a 7-shot repeating breech loader, among the most popular Union issued firearms. The Bigger, Better Nations Gun Show this weekend. 1,300 tables. Buy, sell, trade up, and cash in. Friday 3-8, Saturday 9-5, Sunday 10-5. The Nations Gun Show, Dulles Expo Center this weekend. Coupons and more info at showmastersgunshows.com. That's showmastersgunshows.com.
Tired of sitting in Northern Virginia traffic? Our traffic is among the worst in the country. Ed Gillespie? He calls for more toll roads and ignores Metro and VRE. Gillespie's toll roads aren't the answer. Why pay for new roads twice? Only one candidate for governor has a plan to reduce traffic congestion, fix Metro, and improve VRE. Republican State Senator Frank Wagner.
Hi, I'm Frank Wagner. I'm a Naval Academy graduate and a successful businessman. I'm the only Republican veteran running for governor. I grew up in Northern Virginia. For the last 4 years, I've carried legislation to provide Northern Virginia with more funding for transportation. As your governor, there's no question what my priority will be. New funding for highways, metro, and VRE. I'm Frank Wagner, candidate for governor, and I approve this message. I would appreciate your vote in the Republican primary on June 13th.
Because being a veteran, a successful business owner, and an accomplished state senator, you know, someone with actual experience, really matters. On June 13th, vote Republican Frank Wagner for governor.
I'm Michael Avery. As an infantry officer in the United States Marine Corps, there was nothing more important than taking care of my Marines and accomplishing the mission. Now, at Semper Fi Lawyer, I'm as committed to you and your case as I was to my Marines. Contact me at SemperFiLawyer.com when you need representation. And rest assured, you're not just hiring a lawyer, you're employing a higher standard. Call 703-462-5050 today. That's 703-462-5050, or go to SemperFiLawyer.com.
Who are care suites for?
For years, I said no to an assisted living facility. I was terrified of losing my independence and being isolated from family. Then I learned about Care Suites of America.
Care Suites of America provides unique home additions tailored to meet the care needs of aging or physically impaired family members. A custom care suite provides safety, security, and independence at a lower cost than senior and assisted living facilities. Learn more at caresuitesofamerica.com or call 571-332-5754.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here she is, Jessica Ettinger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Jessica.
And good morning to you. Futures have just turned higher, pointing to a higher open on Wall Street. Crude oil is trading lower. The government says U.S. production could hit a record next year, keeping prices for you at the pump pretty reasonable. Economic reports coming today include the weekly snapshot of mortgage applications and the consumer credit number for April. That's a look at how much debt Americans are in. President Trump heading to Ohio today to talk about infrastructure, outlining a plan to repair 12,000 miles of inland waterway system. Kohler, the toilet faucet shower company, is allowing customers now to take showers at its store in New York City. The bathing room has shower heads all over the place. They spray water at different temperatures from different directions. Peanut is a new app that's being called Tinder, but for moms. It matches up new moms for support and friendship. Peanut addresses isolation and loneliness that many new moms feel. Powerball jackpot, $375 million tonight. Sounds like a lot, not even top 10. It's the 12th biggest jackpot in Powerball history. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
I wish that we would have started the Dynavite right away. It would have been so much easier.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
At Kaiser Permanente, we're always looking into the future. But we're not using a crystal ball. We're using science and technology. Take heart disease. It's the leading cause of death in this country because only half of us manage our blood pressure correctly. So we made it a focus. Now more than 86% of our members have their blood pressure under control. We may not be able to tell you your fortune, but we'll happily work on improving your future. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
It's 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bethesda, Old Georgetown Road at Beach Avenue for the accident activity. This just puts it inside the Beltway under police direction, but I'm not seeing much of any backups there. So get through there just cautiously. From 95 and around to George Avenue, top side of the Beltway, that's our heavy tie-up. Brief delay on the outer loop now approaching 50, the John Hanson Highway, keeping a watch on that stretch of the Beltway. Wilson Bridge backups near St. Barnabas Road. Normal delays into town on the Suitland Parkway, 295 out of Chevrolet and Riverdale. Virginia, crews are still dealing with the incident that brought down some low-hanging wires. Pleasant Valley Road, south of Braddock Road. They still had the closure at last check. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A gray sky sticking with us now. We'll keep the gray sky here today and cool off a little bit, then start a warm-up, and quite a warm-up it will be. Sprinkle of rain, maybe a shower early, then mostly cloudy today, 70. Tonight, a few clouds, 56. Suburbs a little cooler. Clouds tomorrow, 75. We'll break 80 by Friday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 6:57 on WMAL. And this traffic and weather is brought to you by the Media Research Center.
Hey, it's Chris Plant. Are you tired of the liberal media lies, propaganda, and cover-ups? Do what I did. Go to mrcsticker.com and get a free Don't Believe the Liberal Media bumper sticker from the Media Research Center. That's mrcsticker.com.
So if you're a Redskins sports fan and you've been following the news, here's something new for you that you'd like to know. Adam Schefter at ESPN now reporting, and that means you can. There's some veneer of credibility to these rumors, is that a while it doesn't mean there will be a long-term deal by July 15th, which is the deadline, there's now been an improved and encouraging tone in the contract talks, between the Washington Redskins and quarterback Kirk Cousins. So
yay.
Everyone's been waiting with bated breath, and they still are. You should still continue to bait your breath, but and because we don't have an answer yet. But the news is that Dan Snyder has now gotten involved. Is of course the Redskins owner, and he's definitely making it known how much Washington wants to keep Kirk Cousins. So they've been using the franchise tag to keep him around. This is the one, you know, the one tag they get. They can keep Kirk Cousins in town. They're trying to keep him around. But what they'd really like to do, because especially because of how much money's involved in constantly issuing a franchise tag, they'd like to get a deal with Kirk Cousins. They want to keep him around. And the tension around this deal has always been that it's been icy, but now it appears to be thawing. The belief is now, according to Adam Schefter, is that even if a deal doesn't get completed before the NFL deadline next month, one could be struck after next season, which would keep Kirk Cousins in Washington for the long term. A lot of Redskins fans want to keep Kirk Cousins. He's had his challenges, certainly, of rising to the challenge of winning big games. But he's a talented quarterback, and the Redskins clearly in love with Kirk Cousins.
Especially those who own his jersey.
Yeah.
Right?
When you that's a heavy investment. When you
that
commit to a jersey,
investment.
Like it goes mortgage, then jersey. Those are the two big expenses anybody makes.
They are
month.
Not cheap, and if you've bought one with his name on the back, this way you don't have to find white duct tape to try to make it into another name or anything along those lines.
Or just buy two of them and make sure that you and your cousin both wear them. So people know that you're cousins.
That is just a loud.
Remember, you can hear every Redskins game this season live on WMAL.
Yes,
right here on
right
this station.
Here. Woohoo!
You're
coming up
that.
On WMAL.
We got Kevin Daly from the Daily Caller News Foundation. He's a legal analyst, and he's going to talk about James Comey. James Comey's hearing tomorrow. Everyone in Washington wants to know what's going to happen. Kevin knows a lot about it.
Everyone is just so geared up for this. It's going to be incredible. Maybe not. And what questions would you like to see the committee ask